Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call of Mahle Group on the half-year results 2019. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call, to see the slides. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Michael Frick, Member of the Management Board and CFO of Mahle Group, as well as by Philipp Kuckuck, Vice President Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Frick.
Thank you very much and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are delighted to welcome you to our half-year results call. Over the next 15 minutes, my colleague Philipp Kuckuck and I will bring you up to date on Mahle Group's strategic achievements and financial results for the first 6 months of 2019. After that, we will be happy to answer any of your questions. The negative trend of the second half of 2018 continued on the global automotive markets. Production rates declined during the first 6 months of the year. Against the backdrop of the trade dispute between the US and China, an impending hard Brexit, continuous regulatory discussions on future mobility, and a general economic downturn in most major national economies, the production of light, medium, and heavy-duty vehicles fell by just under 7% compared to the first half of 2018. This market trend was most pronounced in China, where light vehicle output was down by more than 13%, and in Europe, where it fell by 5.7%. As you can see on page 4, showing our key figures at a glance, Mahle was not able to escape this general trend. However, we managed again to outperform the market development. In comparison to the first half of 2018, our sales shrank from 6.6 billion euros to about 6.2 billion euros. Despite the decrease in revenues, the R&D ratio remained steady at 6.2% of sales as we continue to shape solutions for future mobility. EBITDA margins and net income, however, were impacted by reduced sales volumes and a lower gross margin. A less attractive product mix, higher prices for plastic granulates, and anti-dumping duties on Chinese aluminium in the US were the main drivers for the development of our gross margin. Finally, Mahle announced the closure of two plants and a reduction of the workforce at our Stuttgart headquarters. This resulted in restructuring accruals of 56 million euros and a negative net income of 42 million euros. While the largest share of the sales decrease is attributable to the sale of our joint venture HBPO in 2018, which contributed 352 million euros to the last year's figures, there was a general decline in our organic business of 203 million euros or 3.3%. This was only partially offset by positive exchange rate effects of 117 million euros, stemming mostly from the US dollar and Japanese yen. Nevertheless, the organic sales development of minus 3.3% again clearly outperformed the global market decline of nearly 7%. This can be attributed to our mechatronics and electronics business, as well as to our aftermarket business, which grew by 1.9% and 2.7% respectively. Nevertheless, this market environment has left a significant dent in our performance, while we continue to focus on the transformation of the global automotive powertrain business with our dual strategy. The financial impact of this trend is shown on the next pages. EBITDA was impacted by higher material prices, mostly driven by increased plastic granulate prices and US anti-dumping duties on aluminium from China. Lower sales and a less attractive product mix in terms of profitability also contributed to the lower EBITDA margin. Moreover, our bottom line was impacted by restructuring accruals of approximately 56 million euros for the closure of two European plants and the adjustment of further businesses. When comparing EBITDA to the first half of 2018, we need to note that the 2018 results were positively impacted by the sale of HBPO. The net loss amounted to about 42 million euros accordingly, and would have been slightly positive without the restructuring accrual. Due to the net loss in the first half year and larger balance sheet total compared to year-end, the equity ratio decreased slightly to 34.7% compared to year-end 2018 and half year-end 2018. The net loss and higher working capital after the first six months of the year were also the drivers for the rise in net debt of 156 million euros compared to the year-end 2018. The increase in the net debt to EBITDA ratio, which more than doubles from 0.7 to 1.56, can mostly be attributed to the lower trailing EBITDA, which combined the weak second half of 2018 and the still deteriorating first half of 2019, while excluding the impact of the HBPO sale from last year's first half. In order to strengthen our profitability, we have increased our efforts in ongoing cost initiatives, as well as started new projects to strengthen our profitability and ensure the long-term liquidity of the Mahle Group. On page eight, you can see a brief overview of some of these initiatives. As you are aware, Mahle is pursuing a dual strategy, continuing those businesses with products from the internal combustion engine, where we have a strong market position and can add high value to our customers, while at the same time growing our product portfolio of powertrain and thermal management solutions for alternative drive concepts. To compete in a potentially shrinking market for components for internal combustion engines, Mahle will have to focus on cost leadership. One of the results of this strategic positioning is a thorough assessment of our production footprint and continuous adjustment in our production plans to meet the best cost country setup. Mahle has therefore taken the decision in 2019 to close two Western European plants of our Filtration and Engine Peripheral business unit. The plants in Telford, U.K., and Öhringen, Germany, exhibited cost structures which were too high to meet our profitability targets. As a result, these plants will be closed and their projects mostly transferred to our Eastern European locations. At the same time, we are cutting our SG&A costs and aim to reduce total overheads by harmonizing and standardizing global processes as well as our ERP system. This will allow much more stringent use of best cost country shared service centers, and these measures will be accompanied by initiative to reduce the workforce at our headquarters in Stuttgart by almost 9%. While cost leadership is an important goal for the potentially stagnant and declining markets for internal combustion engine components, having the right product development and close access to our customers' R&D efforts for battery electric vehicles and fuel cell vehicles is essential for success in future mobility markets. Mahle has therefore decided to pool all electronic and mechatronic activities for future mobility in a new business unit starting from 2020. Finally, Mahle has amended and extended its syndicated revolving credit facility with 10 core banks, while at the same time issuing new Schuldscheindarlehen and a small private placement notes, resulting in approximately 400 million euros in total to secure the group's funding throughout the transformation process in the automotive industry. The latter two projects will be presented in more detail on the next two pages. On page nine, you can see Mahle Group's new organizational structure as of January 2020. The Mechatronics and Electronics division will be merged with the Profit Center for Pumps and Compressors to form a new business unit focusing on products for electrified vehicles. The new business unit expects sales of more than 1.1 billion euros in 2019, and with this, a growth compared to the last year. Wilhelm Emperhoff, currently the head of Mahle's business unit Filtration and Engine Peripherals, will take over as head of the new business unit. His role as executive vice president of the filtration business unit will be filled by Martin Weidlich, who is due to join Mahle later this year. Mr. Weidlich is a highly experienced expert in the automotive industry, having worked in several management roles at Benteler, Getrag, and Ford. The change in the organizational setup reflects our dual strategy by giving the new mobility solutions a stronger foundation in our corporate structure. And with this, I would like to hand over to Philipp Kuckuck, presenting more about the refinancing activities and our cash flow position.
Yes, thank you, Michael. With regards to financial markets, Mahle used the favorable situation at the beginning of 2019 to amend and extend the existing revolving syndicated loan facility with our 10 core banks. The new loan has a volume of 1.8 billion euros and a tenor of 5 years with 2 1-year extension options. We are pleased that all of our 10 core banks have joined this loan again. At the same time, Mahle has issued a set of new Schuldscheindarlehen with 5, 7, and 10 years tenor. With a focus on US dollar, the volume of the new issue reached 175 million euros and 213 million US dollars. Faced with a small maturity of 29 million euros from an old 5-year privately placed Eurobond, Mahle also chose to issue a new 5-year privately placed bond for 30 million euros in August 2019. All in all, these transactions have increased Mahle's average funding duration and thus ensured secure long-term funding throughout the transformation phase of the automotive industry. Turning to the cash flow, we have to state that operating cash flow in the first half of 2019 suffered significantly from reduced sales volume. A one-off item in the operating cash flow was the final installment of the 2017 warranty case with a 31 million euro payout in March 2019. Investing cash flows is virtually unchanged from last year with the first 6 months with an investing intangible assets of 223 million euros. However, the M&A part differs significantly from the previous year. The only M&A-related payment was the first installment of this year's 5% acquisition of Mahle Bear GmbH & Co. KG. The price for this 5% stake was substantially lower than last year due to the lower market valuation of automotive supply peers and the fall in current profitability. As a new Schuldscheindarlehen and the private placement note were issued in July and August, they did not yet impact financing cash flows of the period. I would now like to hand back to Michael Frick for an outlook of the second half of 2019.
Yes, thank you. And before we conclude this call with the Q&A session, please let me give you a brief and general outlook for the remainder of the year. Automotive markets continue to be challenging. IHS sees the global light vehicle production decreasing by 3.7% to 19.8 million vehicles in 2019. In total, and the medium and heavy duty market falling even stronger by 5.1%. Impacts from political and regulatory risks will continue to weigh down market expectations and industry profitability. Mahle will continuously review its production footprint and expects further plant closures with the accompanying additional restructuring accrual. In addition, all elements of manufacturing costs are being actively reviewed and reduced. Mahle will also continue to support the growth of its new business areas, which are poised to benefit from the automotive transformation, binding capital in the near term, and ensuring growth and profitability in the long term. At the same time, we will pursue our ongoing programs to reduce SG&A costs and harmonize group processes in order to capitalize from shared service structures. As of now, we do not expect a significant upturn in profitability for the full year 2019 and also remain cautious with regard to the total sales development. This concludes our presentation. Thank you for your participation, and if even after your reading through the presentation again, other questions might come up. Please direct those to Mr. Kiese and Mr. Kukuk, who are willing and happy to take those questions, and looking forward to talk to you soon again in the next investors call. Thank you very much and have a good afternoon.